KJAN Sports.
Time to check sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Iowa Athletic Director Gary Barta still hopes Kinnick Stadium is full for the Hawkeyes' September 5th season opener against Northern Iowa. Barta says they've looked at several different seating plans due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
As of today, we are still planning to open Kinnick up and have as many fans join us as want to join us. That's one of our scenarios, and we haven't closed that scenario down yet. We're also having to plan for something less than that. You know, whether it's 75% or 50% or something less than 100%. But we haven't at all let go of 100%.
Barta says more than 36,000 season tickets have already been sold and says attendance may depend on how confident fans are that they'll be safe.
We are studying and looking into numerous ways where we can mitigate the risk. When our student athletes come back, when our coaches work, our staff works, and when our fans come back to Kinnick, Carver, and our other venues. We're looking for ways we can mitigate the risk of contracting the virus. We'll communicate the things we're doing, and we'll be transparent about the things we're doing to mitigate. And then it's going to come down to individual choice.
Barta says guidelines may change between now and the start of the season.
It's still 100 days until our first kickoff. Put that in context, it's been 77 days since we were in Indianapolis and we shut down the Big Ten basketball tournament.
Barta says as things begin to open up, he's feeling better about what the football season might look like.
Obviously, I can't predict what's going to happen in the next 100 days. If things keep going at the pace they're going and they keep getting better and better and better between now and football season, obviously my excitement and enthusiasm will go up accordingly. So it's better today than it was a month or two ago because many things have improved and only time will tell over the next 100 days.
In other football news, Iowa State has picked up a commitment from three-star defensive tackle Tyler Oneadem. The 6'4", 277-pound prospect from Richmond, Texas, is ranked as the number 78 defensive tackle and the 217th player in Texas, according to 24/7 Sports. Oneadem chose ISU over other reported offers from Boston College, Colorado State, and UNLV. The Cyclones now have 14 known commits in the class of 2021, and that ranks number 28 overall, third in the Big 12. A cornerback out of Florida has decommitted from Iowa State's 2021 class. Noah Bigelow announced he's decommitting from that recruiting class on Thursday. Bigelow is a 6-foot, 175-pound prospect. He committed to Iowa State on April 16th, but he tweeted the other day, and Bigelow announced he was decommitting and flipping his commitment to Pittsburgh. He's ranked as the number 82 cornerback out of the state of Florida. Georgia picked up a high-profile transfer to compete for its starting quarterback job as they landed former Southern California starter JT Daniels. Daniels started for the Trojans in 2018 but lost his job to Keaton Slovis last season after going down with a knee injury. Daniels will battle for playing time with graduate transfer Jamie Newman, who left Wake Forest to play his final college season with a program that has been a consistent national contender under coach Kirby Smart. Well, the Big 12 and Southeastern Conferences have announced the matchups for their Women's Basketball Challenge for the 2020-21 season, with Iowa State set to host South Carolina on December 6th. South Carolina coming into Hilton Coliseum gives fans a chance to see the team that ended last season number one in the nation, and they'll be there to start the season. That's according to Coach Bill Fennelly of Iowa State. He said it adds another major test to what will be one of the toughest schedules that they've ever faced. The Gamecocks ended last season as the nation's number one team with a 32-1 overall record. The Cyclones ended their season with a win over number two Baylor on Senior Day. Every team from the Big 12 will participate, while 10 teams from the SEC will take part. The format features 5 home games on campus sites for each conference each year. In racing, Chase Elliott was able to celebrate a victory that capped a very busy stretch for NASCAR. Elliott reeled in Kevin Harvick with 27 laps remaining and closed out the win at Charlotte Motor Speedway yesterday. Elliott was charging hard on Harvick with about 35 laps remaining when he asked if he had enough fuel to make it to the finish. He stayed on the track and came away with his first Cup win of the season. Elliott shook off a pair of tough losses to finish about 2.2 seconds ahead of runner-up Denny Hamlin. Ryan Blaney was third, followed by Ricky Stenhouse and Kurt Busch. That rain-delayed event closed a frantic 12-day stretch that featured four cup races, two each in North and South Carolina. Elliott's victory was the first for a Chevrolet driver in NASCAR's return to cup racing since the coronavirus pandemic shut down the sport. Well, the John Deere Classic near the Quad Cities has been canceled due to restrictions surrounding the COVID-19 pandemic. However, the PGA Tournament's effort to raise money for local charities is continuing. Last year, Birdies for Charity raised a record of $13.82 million.
Because so many people just make flat donations now, and it's no longer as dependent on people guessing the number of birdies as it used to be. So we're just trying to stay nimble and flexible and make the best plans possible from that point forward.
That's Tournament Director Claire Peterson, who says as of now, the charity program is being handled online.
So we've communicated with all those charities and given them a way to download them and print them on our website, and have kept them informed about our plan to run our charity portion of our business with or without the athletic portion of the business.
The John Deere Classic was scheduled for July 9th through the 12th. Organizers have canceled the Boston Marathon for the first time in its 124-year history due to social distancing requirements of the outbreak. The race had endured through two world wars, a volcanic eruption, and a previous pandemic. The race draws a field of 30,000 and already had been postponed from April 20th to September 14th. It'll be replaced by a virtual event at which participants who verify that they ran 26.2 miles on their own will receive their finisher's medal. The Boston Marathon began in 1897 and has been the longest-running annual marathon in the world. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is hopeful that coaches will be able to return to their team facilities by next week. Goodell also said during yesterday's owners' conference call that the virtual offseason is being extended for two more weeks. NFL Executive Vice President of Communications, Public Affairs and Policy, Jeff Miller, said the league's first consideration is, of course, the health and safety of the public and the players and the employees, as well as the people who will be participating. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam says racing will be allowed to resume in the state without spectators. The governor says NASCAR will race at Martinsville Speedway on June 10th and that other forms of auto racing and horse racing also are cleared to resume. NASCAR was originally scheduled to make its first of two stops at Martinsville in early May, but the event was postponed. Sports agent Scott Boras is recommending that his clients refuse Major League Baseball's attempt to cut salaries during negotiations with the Players Association. He's claiming the team financial issues caused by the coronavirus pandemic have their origin in management debt financing. Boras wrote in an email obtained by the Associated Press that players should not alter terms of the March 26th agreement between MLB and the union that called for players to reduce their salaries to a prorated rate based on a shortened season. MLB on Tuesday proposed a series of tiered reductions that would cause top stars to receive the biggest cuts. At least 10 major league franchises have informed minor leaguers they'll continue to provide allowances after the May 31st expiration of Major League Baseball's policy guaranteeing those players $400 per week. The San Diego Padres, Miami Marlins, and Seattle Mariners are promising payments through August. The Los Angeles Dodgers, New York Mets, Chicago White Sox, Tampa Bay Rays, Texas Rangers, and Baltimore Orioles have pledged to do so at least through June. The White Sox are even providing those stipends to 25 minor league players who were recently released. NFL owners approved several rules on Thursday without accepting an alternative to the onside kick. Owners have tabled a proposal that would have offered a 4th-and-15 play as an alternative to the onside kick. Atlanta Falcons president Rich McKay said there were more clubs receptive to the onside kick alternative than in the past, and it will be explored further and likely brought up again. Owners approved testing expanded use of video replay in the preseason to aid in officiating, and they also increased the number of players who may be designated for return from the injured list during a season from 2 to 3. The owners voted to make permanent the expansion of automatic replay reviews to include scoring plays and turnovers negated by a foul and any successful or unsuccessful extra points. Also approved was the competition committee's recommendation to expand defenseless player protection to a kickoff or punt returner who is in possession of the ball but has not had time to avoid or ward off contact of an opponent. Another approved recommendation stops teams from manipulating the game clock by committing multiple dead ball fouls while the clock is running. That's an issue that came up several times in 2019, including during the postseason. Using video replay for pass interference calls was dropped after a one-year experiment that led to more uncertainty than clarity. And a proposal to have a booth judge serve as an 8th official on each crew was tabled. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.